Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Amen. Good afternoon, each and every one of you out there today on this beautiful Saturday as we give thanks and praise to the Lord God Almighty, for He is great, and yes, He is worthy to be praised. Well, indeed, we are here again in the presence of the Lord, and yes, for those who might be listening unto us on today, welcome to the program, Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKinsey from the Word Church, right here, Port St. Lucie, 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Well, God is great, and yes, He is greatly to be praised. For the Bible said, from the rising of the sun to the going down, our God is the same. And as we come on the air on today, I want somebody to know that God is great, and He is greatly to be praised. We want to welcome you, for those who listen in by way of 89.9 FM, WCNO. We want you to know that the Lord is worthy to be praised. And for those who watching you by watching us by the way of internet, the Word Church, Port St. Lucie, Florida, we welcome you. I want to read this portion of scripture in your hearing on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And it comes from the book of Psalms 64. And it does verse 1. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who wend their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrow, even bitter words, that they may shut in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shut at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in evil matters. They assume or lay in sneer privately. They say, who shall see them? This is not my word. This is the word of the living God. They shall search out iniquities and accomplish diligently search both the inward thoughts of every one of them. And the heart is deep. But God shall shout at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall up on themselves. That's not my word. This is the word of the living God. At that, seeing them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of this doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in Him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. May the Lord bless His word on today. That's coming from the book of Psalms 64 to the chief musician, a Psalms of David. My brothers and sisters, as we get here today, I want you to know that the Lord hear our prayer. We pray to God not because we're trying to impress somebody, but we pray to the Lord because he's our God, and we believe and know that he hears us and answers our prayer. For the psalmist says, hear my voice. And today, as we go into prayer, you can reach us right now. Right now. Don't wait till another 4 or 5 minutes. Now, you can reach us right now. You can reach us, amen, as we give you this phone number right now. Listen, somebody under the sun, I feel a shout coming up. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost up in here. You can call us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can reach us right now. We are here to pray with you. And we believe that God will hear our prayer. For the psalmist said, hear my voice, O God, in prayer. Somebody right now, you're going through a situation. Right now, you're going through. You need somebody to come in agreement with you, stand with you, encourage you today. You can't do this by yourself. We can't do it by ourselves. You need God to fix the situation. You need Jesus to fix the situation. And yes, you need somebody to encourage you, to pray with you. I'm here for that right now. 772-221-1100. Call right now. We're waiting on your call today. Don't wait too late. Don't let fear stop you from calling. Don't let fear stop you from receiving your blessing. Don't let fear stop you from receiving your salvation. Don't let fear stop you today. Call right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. God is able to turn it around. God is able to fix the situation. God is able to bring you out again. He did it before. He will do it again. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, I pray, God, as David said, Lord, hear my voice, O God. O God, hear my voice, God. O God, hear my prayer. And Father, Lord, today, God, as we bring this program before you, this live program, Father, we pray, God, not of our lips, God, but from our heart to you today. Father, we pray, we ask, God, that you, God, holy God, the righteous God, creator of heaven and earth, Father, we ask, God, this day, God, Father, hear our prayer. Oh, God, there are so much folks, God, afraid, God, of what's taking place and going on, God, in and around this world, Father. But, God, nothing caught you off surprise. So, Father, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, caller, you on the air. Hello, go ahead.
Yes, this is Reverend Morrison. I just called to find out if you did pick up the package that I left you for Jamaica Relief.
Okay, ma'am. We will pass by the hotel today. Okay. We go in there when we come off. I'll be sure and check, ma'am, and I'll let you know today. I will call you back today.
I will check, ma'am.
I didn't get it yet, but I'll check. So thank you so much. But just let me just pray with you, ma'am, or for you, Reverend Morrison. Amen?
Amen,
Father, we thank you, God, for Reverend Morrison today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a woman of God, Father, who see that others have need in Jamaica. Lord, there's so much family right now in Jamaica, God, going sleep without a light, without the things, home or whatever case, food. There's so much family right now, God, in the struck, Father. And Father God, I thank you, God, for Reverend Morrison, God, as she give God, Father, I pray, God, that you, God, will keep and strengthen her. Father, I pray, God, that you, God, will bless her abundantly. And Father God, as we receive those things and ship them out, God, to Jamaica, Father God, I ask you, God, to keep her, Father, and bless her. Bless even her hands. Bless her generation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, ma'am, and God bless you. Amen. 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 Listen, I'm telling you, we have friends and family and church members who have their families down there in Jamaica. Even as I'm speaking now, amen, we have things shipping out, amen, shipping out today, amen. So we give God thanks and praise for those who support us, amen, who come together, amen, with the Word Church and others, amen. So God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. I want somebody to call right now. I want somebody to call me right now. Listen, I want to speak, amen. I want to speak into your life. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Listen, use your fingers and dial that number. 772-221-1100. Amen, amen. I tell you, we want to hear from you. We want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. Whatever the situation, or even if you have a testimony, you can give your testimony. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, listen, God is still listening. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, thank you. God is still listening. Even when family and friends not listening, or even when people are not listening, God is listening. Not only that, He's able to work on your behalf. Call us right here, 772-221-1100. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, today. God, we thank you, Lord, for this brand new day. God, there's so many folks didn't see it today. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you allow us to live, God. While all these situations are taking place within the world, Father, you allow us to live. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for giving us, God, another chance, God. I thank you, God, oh God, Father, for opening our eyes, God. I thank you, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Somebody right now, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. I feel the power of the living God. There is somebody, you're listening to me right now by the way of Facebook. Oh, I feel it right there. You listen to me and you say, my God, I need Pastor Lawrence to pray for me. Well, I want you to know, listen, I want to come in agreement with you. I want to come in agreement with you. You're trying to do some kind of business and it seems like your business is not going anywhere. Well, I want to come in agreement with you. This person, yeah, you're watching me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I ask you, God, Father God, breathe a fresh breath of air on this business right now. Father, I pray, God, that this business, God, will come forward because of you. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to have been shouting right there and giving God praise. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. I'm here waiting to take your call. Amen. I want to encourage you. The note of God is for you. Who can be against you? Yeah. I feel it right there. There's somebody. You're listening to me right now. You're listening. Yes, you're listening. And you're wondering, Lord, how I will meet this bill. Oh, God, Father, these bills are mounted up. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that God will open doors for you, that God will touch the heart of somebody to be a blessing to you and to your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. There is an open door. It's taking place right now. There's an open door. It's taking place right now. And this open door is for great opportunity. I dare somebody to praise God and give God glory. You better receive this today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's somebody on this prayer line. Yes, somebody on the prayer line. Amen. As you listen to me right now, you are about to give up. You are about to throw in the towel. Father, I speak life, Father. Lord, I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. I ask you, God, Father, give them the boldness, God, not to give up and not, God, to throw in the towel. Father, I ask that you breathe a fresh breath of air upon them today in the name of Jesus Christ. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Yes, 772-221-1100. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you right now. Father, I magnify your name. For God, there's none like you. Lord, we exalt you, Lord. Lord, we praise you, Lord, that you are in control. You know all things, God. Oh, God, there's so many people losing everything right now, God. Losing everything, God. Losing everything. Father, I pray, God, that you would keep them, God, in a sound mind. Father, I pray, God, just as you bless Job as he lost everything, Father, I pray that you would bless them tremendously in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I just thank you for them right now. There's somebody, you listen to me right now, amen. I heard the phone ringing inside there. There's somebody, feel it in my spirit realm. I feel it in my spirit realm. There is a breakthrough is coming for you. There is a breakthrough is coming for you. Hello, caller, you're on the line. Hello, caller, you're on the line. Amen. You can please call again. Amen. Call again. Call again. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you and for you. This is a new season for you. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello, caller. How can I pray with you?
Yes, please. I would like you to pray for my immigration situation. I would like to have my citizenship. I have my green card for 7 years, from 2007, and I would like to have my citizenship. But I'm going through some struggles, and I have two boys. I'm struggling. I'm disabled. I'm not able to work, and I need
to see
the financial breakthrough.
Let me say this, and I can be honest with you. Before you call, the Lord speak to my heart to pray for somebody who listened to me for the document, but I was disobedient. Father, forgive me. I'm serious about it.
Okay.
Moments ago, he said to me, pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, for this lady, God. Father, you know her situation. And Lord, even though she's calling on the air, God, Father, Lord, she says she has a green card. Father, I pray, God, that you will make the process easy for her. Father, God, there's so much like her, God. I pray, God, you're sovereign, God. God, you know all things, understand all things. God, you know that you do things right, God. For anyone to be in the country, God, they must do it the right way.
Yes.
Father, I pray today, God. I ask you, God, Father, to work on our behalf, God. Father, make the process easy. Lord, I pray for those who might be handling her document, God. Whether it's USCIS, Father, I pray, God. I ask, God. God, that they grant a favor, Father. For the honor of you, Lord, and Lord, I pray, God, for her children. I pray, God, I ask, God, that you bless them to God. Turn their situation around so she can be able, Lord, to work and take care of her family, God. I know, God, it's not easy for a mother, Lord, when she cannot feed her children. Father, I pray, God, that, Lord, that you work it out, Father, because you're an on-time God. I thank you, Lord, for the woman, God, to call in and ask for prayers. For you say, Lord, that we must decree and declare a thing, and it shall come to pass. Father, I decree and I declare that she will have a testimony, God, that she will have a citizenship in the name of the Father, the Son, and the living Holy Spirit. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hello, caller, you're on the line. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Yes. I'm calling in for prayer. Not feeling good. I feel depressed.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come against the spirit of depression and oppression right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for you say, I am the God that healeth thee. Father, I pray right now, I ask you, God, give her strength, Father, Lord. She's feeling depressed, God. Father, I ask you, God, Father, to move the spirit of depression from around her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, give her strength. For your word says, when we are weak, thou art strong. Father, God, I ask, God, Father, breathe a fresh breath of air upon her, God. Let your Holy Spirit, God, rest upon her in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel the spirit of suicide. We cancel the spirit of, oh my God, oppression, depression.
Yes.
We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And I call forth strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, you shall live and not die to declare the word of God. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I hear the Lord say, you will not go under. You will not go under this season. Thus said the Lord, he said, I am with you. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
Hallelujah.
Because he is the Lord thy God. You shall live and be a testimony into the kingdom of God. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
God bless you. Please repeat your service address.
Amen. I will. God bless you. Thank you, ma'am. Amen. 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 Pastor Lawrence right here from the Word Church. 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie. Let me say it again. 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie, Florida. We are there in the Holiday Inn Hotel. Amen. That's where the Lord has us for now. Let me just say this. Listen, all of us from time to time, all of us, we go through trials and through situation. But God, somebody right now, I need you to call me right now. Call me right now. Call me right now. Psalms 64, verse 7 says, but God, somebody need to give God praise right there. If it wasn't for God, where you would be, and I'd be. I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray for you. I feel the anointing of a breakthrough. I feel the anointing. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I pray, God, for a supernatural healing, God. There's someone listening to me right now, and you having breathing problem in your chest. Father, I pray for healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God. There's a lady. I pray for healing for you. You have a breathing problem in your chest. Father, we thank you for healing for her in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. I heard in the spirit realm there's going to be a shift take place. A shift is coming. Oh, God. A shift is coming to the Treasure Cove. A Treasure Coast. This Treasure Coast. A shift is coming. There's going to be a move of God. I feel the power. I better take it easy up in here. I feel the anointing. There's going to be a move of God in the Treasure Coast. Young God said, I'm raising up leaders. Man or woman of God who sold out for him. There are going to be revival, breakout, healings, deliverance. Yeah, the Lord says, I'm doing a new thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray right now. Lord, I thank you. There are demonic forces signed to different regions. There are demonic forces assigned to different regions. There is a demonic force assigned to the Treasure Coast area. And this demonic force that assigned to the Treasure Coast area don't want God's word to go forward. This demonic force would assign to the Treasure Coast area is keeping pastors from working together. This demonic force would assign, I feel like preaching, I'm about to take it easy, to the Treasure Coast area, stopping pastors and people from going forward. I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to destroy it. I feel anointing. I feel apostolic. I better take it easy because I might get throw off this radio. I feel apostolic. I got to ready. Be careful because I'm on the radio. God, I'm going to destroy it. It's been wrong so long. Shama. Oh, God, help me. Lord, help me, Jesus. Woo! I better take it easy. It's been wrong a long time. God said, I, the Lord, thank God, I'm going to destroy it. Shama, mama. Jesus, Lord, help me. God, help me, Lord, help me. Hi, the Lord, I'm going to destroy it. For my glory, thus saith the Lord. But yet the Lord said, I'm raising up leaders. People who you might even see and know. I'm raising up because their heart is right. Oh, Lord, 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 help me, Jesus. God said, there must be a shift take place in the house of God on a Sunday morning. It cannot be the same as usual no more, thus saith the Lord. Put your agenda aside and let the Lord have his way. My time running out. I better get out of here. My time is running out. I feel the preach coming up. I feel the anointing. I feel the prophesy is coming up in here. I feel the prophesy. I got to take it easy because time. I got to get out. Somebody under the... Oh, God, help my Lord. Help my Lord. You've been playing church so long. Nothing is happening in the house of God no more. Nothing is taking place. Same routine thing. People come, they go the same way. God said, I'm going to move. There's going to be a shift in the churches. Oh, I better tell you. There's going to be a shift, a move. God said, I'm going to put people where I want them to go. So when they get there, they see the power of the living God take place. Healing. Transformation take place. Not no philosophical words, but the power of the living God. I think we better get out here. I believe we get about a few more minutes. There's a lot of Jesus. There's going to be a shift. You go to church and you come back the same. Where's the healing? Where's the deliverance? Where's the anointing and the power? God, I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it. Because the people in bondage so long. Because I'm not concerned but the pews. How the edifice look. Because people are saying, where is the power of God? Is God still working miracle? Is God still doing these things? He said, yes, I'm still doing it. But the people, the leaders are not listening. I better get out here. Amen. Boy, listen, I feel this. I better take it easy until I go to the house of God tomorrow. Amen. My brothers and sisters, you can visit us. Amen. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the program. Amen. Spirit and Truth, because we serve a real God, a true God. You can visit us 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church. Amen. Tomorrow is our youth day. Amen. We give God thanks and praise. We want to thank all of you for listening. Thank you for your prayers and your support. I thank my family, the Word Church family. We thank, amen, WCNO 89.9 FM family. Boy, I tell you, I feel the power. I feel the presence. I better get out here, amen, before, amen, my engineer run me off the radio because there's a more program. But boy, I feel it today. I feel it. A shift going to take place. Get ready. It's coming. God bless you. Until we see you again next week. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.